All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, cool. As you know, video games, children's media and stuff, they're oftentimes obsessed with the idea of absorbing powers.
Right.
Like,
You got your Kirbys.
I killed Dick Tracy. Now I'm Prune Tracy.
I killed Prune Tracy. Now.
And we I think that even with the best will in the world, I think that I would say that we are in the world of bad video game stuff, we are also rans.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I was at the airport.
Oh,
Denver,
Gary, what did you do to the Retsapare guys?
well, it's you're half right. I happen to be taking a flight to the same place as James Rolfe, the angry video game nerd.
Oh, yeah. I had a chance to meet him at PRGE, as in he was in the same building. I could have gone and shaken his hand and said, I like your film work or your film criticism work, but I didn't.
I didn't see him actually at the thing.
Man, neither did
They
I.
uploaded the video of him from his panel, and I'm not actually bitter about this. I pretended to be on Twitter. He has like five bottles of water in front of him, and it's like, why did we only get one bottle of water each? This is fucking bullshit. Like, I understand we have to earn it, but as it is right now,
Water. Now, what we ought to do, we should take up like an entire like pallet of Ice Mountain the next show.
exactly.
Show them
Yeah,
how it's done.
we brought our own. It's literally
Just
like,
take a sip and throw it into the crowd.
it's like he's it was preparing for disaster. Like, there's so much water there. But anyway, I cut off his finger, and we're gonna use it to get some of his power.
Okay. How do you smoke it?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm glad you. That's exactly. I mean, that might be how it works. I was planning to smoke it anyway, though, so we're gonna find out.
Okay. Well, pack that bong, man.
Yeah, let me cram this little bad boy in here, and then we're gonna smoke it, and we're gonna gain a little bit of his powers and be able to choose the next bad game we do.
Okay.
Because he is the master of choosing bad games,
Yeah.
he really likes protracted fight scenes.
Yeah.
But he's
Okay.
hopefully we can get a little bit of his magic.
Well, since I'm the guest, can I can I take the first hit?
Oh yeah, that's a Cypress Hill would not have it any other way. We are the original Cottonmouth Kings.
Wow. That's funny. Donkey diarrhea. Shit. Fuck.
Oh.
I'm
Yeah,
tied to this character and I wish
you're
I
having a
wasn't.
trip.
Oh no.
You're having a bad trip.
Gary, take this.
Okay, let me even though you just did that, I'm also going to smoke some of this because I want to not feel things.
Okay.
Okay, that's unpleasant. Dude, can you imagine if like Mega Man was like not Mega Man?
Oh, like if he swam or something?
Yeah, like he's like fat and didn't have any features to his face. Like, I mean, that'd be
Gary,
weird,
stop subtweeting me.
right? Your face has features, you have that weird nose.
This stuff is working on me, man.
I know, yeah, you wouldn't be crying ordinarily, but now. But like, imagine, like, can you imagine like Mega Man if he was like this weird version, and then like instead of playing him on your Nintendo, you played him on your computer?
Oh wow, you're like all close to him and stuff.
Yeah, let's Google it and see if. Oh, hey, shit! Mega Man 3 for DOS. Well, I haven't played Mega Man 2 for DOS.
And you never will.
This is bad trip. Bad
Oh
trip.
no. Fuck you. Sorry, another round of the bit.
I actually remember you being self-conscious about that. So it
No,
was
it's
a
not my
pull,
nose,
not
it's my fucking teeth.
oh, okay. Sorry about that. It wasn't a pull, like a weaponized pull. It was just the first thing I remembered that you could even make an argument. That was weird.
Oh,
So I mean, I want to make that argument. I'm just saying, like, if I had been like, "You got those weird ears," then, like, I mean, I guess that would have been better as a friendly joke.
And
in retrospect,
my feelings aren't actually hurt, but now I'm self-conscious about my nose.
Your nose is fine, buddy.
Yep,
it's a fine nose.
yep. Ah, man. Gary, what's your name?
Gary Butterfield.
My name's Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Oh
And
boy.
they're like diarrhea dumps on a dead moose's
vagina.
Pee.
You say pee instead of pussy?
I did.
Oh, okay.
No, I mean, it wasn't short for it.
Oh, okay.
It was short for your.
Oh, okay. I got it. Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, like pee pee.
Yeah.
Pee pee. It's a pee pee poo poo gamer.
Yes, yeah, I poop on piss all the time.
Yeah, I actually do. Like, you know what? Next time I go to the bathroom, I'm going to try to poop without pee.
You're going to poop first?
Yeah, let's just see if that can happen. Because I understand that, like, it never has before. No one's ever done it.
Right. But, like, you know, just one substance is quicker. It's it. You're going to get a bunch of Irish guys to, like, videotape you peeing?
Yeah.
And you're going to pay them for it?
Yeah.
Huh, weird.
Yeah, it's weird. But, like, you'd just be like, listen, world records, like, I've got a story for you. Hold on. Like, you guys know how when you got poop and then just kind of explain it. But, like, I'm like, no, I did it one way first.
Yep. And no, not since time immemorial.
Yeah. I think it would be like the first person. Like, I don't think that's happened.
Faith right? Like, Begora. I mean,
not to get like into the toilet, like quite this quick, but like,
like, mean right away.
Yeah. Yeah. It is like a thing. Like, I don't know. I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, no, I
got poop dreams. I got poop dreams, coach. Put me in.
Please never say I've got poop dreams. You know what that feels like? That sounds like a 12-year-old stand-up routine. Not the sick hoop dreams reference. But just still observing that that when you always
people dream about weird stuff. But me, the peeing first thing.
Yeah,
or the people dream about weird stuff. Me, I dream about poop, and then like that's the end of your little kid routine.
The observation. Yeah, the observation that you always pee before you poop.
Yeah, I mean it's like I've always known, but
yeah,
exactly. Like, it was very confusing when I was a baby, and then it became less and less confusing as I got older.
Yep. Yeah. Fuck. All right, well, we got that out of our system.
It was we. From House in Your Pocket. Like, let's keep up with this shit. But I mean, it's just like, it's something I've always known, but I don't remember learning. You know, that like, you always do both. Even if I could pee, like, sometimes, right? Like, let's say I'm in a situation where I don't want to shit.
Okay.
Right? Like, it's like, I'm on a date or something. I just don't feel like, you know, this is going to be a good scene. But I have to pee. I'll go and I'll pee. And then think better of it and then be like, I should probably take a shit. And then more pee comes out and I have no idea where it came from. But it's like there's just like a comorbidity there that I can't. It just has to happen. Like,
are you talking about separate incidences? So like you've done the stander and then you're like, I'm going to go round two, ding, ding. And then all of a sudden you have the precursor.
Like, I can pee to completion and then go take a shit. And then like there's just more pee and I don't know where it's coming from.
I don't like the show we are right now, Gary.
I'm just asking questions. And like, I wasn't even trying. I'm not, this isn't a bit. I'm just like literally kind of amazed by it. Like, I mean, it is kind of a bit, but it's also, I am also confused by the fact that it seems like, cause I know your lungs have that, like that extra little capacity for air.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, is that the same thing with your bladder?
I don't know. I will occasionally, something that, you know, I don't have an awful lot of problems aside from an overactive, like just IBS kind of stuff. I don't have a lot of problems, but like sometimes I'll wake up in the morning, go to use the restroom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're just get my morning urine out, take my shower, you know, and then I'll get out and think, I could stand to get a little bit more out and expect how to finish up. Yeah.
It's super weird. Like, it's like, it's like how people talk about food. Like, it's like, are you hungry? It's like, well, I could eat.
Yeah.
You know, you're not really hungry, but like, no, and it's like that with pee though. Like, I could pee.
Yeah, I know. It's you're getting your second piss wind.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
I don't really understand it. Like, it's, you know, so, yeah, there's that. I mean, I mean, genuinely curious, and there are answers out there for these questions.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I could find something, you know. Probably like a kid science website would teach me everything I need to know about this.
Grossology.org.
Yeah. Yep. So I should probably hunt that down.
Dear Baron Boogers, why do I?
How come when I pee, sometimes I pee again? Thank you, Baron.
So in case you couldn't tell, we're talking about Mega Man 3 for DOS. The robots are revolting, and so is this fucking show.
Yeah, it is. We've been way grosser as far as, like, we're not talking about, like, the content of pee or, like, on moons or anything.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Like Boogerman's definitely worse. Like, I'm not going to put a content warning at the front of this.
Yeah, this is medical. This is the content you would get in a biology class. Like,
this is stuff that we're afraid to ask our doctors.
I'm afraid or embarrassed. Like, just... Yeah. So yeah, Mega Man 3 for DOS, which I always knew about these games, but I'd never taken the plunge. I'd just seen, like, screenshots and stuff.
Yeah.
Because off-model Mega Man is very fun.
It really, really is. And it doesn't seem like it would be that hard to just copy the sprite art. There are only, like, 15 pixels in that in that sprite. How could you have fucked it up this bad? You did it wrong.
It did it wrong in a real... He looks like a Ditto that is... a Mega Man.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's a poor shade.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, because it just, his eyes are a little different. His face, like his helmet covers less of his face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's all these, like, little subtle differences. When I first started playing this, I was like, I know that's not Mega Man, but it's hard for me to place exactly why, and I had to, like, pull up a direct comparison between them.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is very.
Just picture you holding a gun. You're on a rooftop in the rain, and, like, you have two Mega Men. No, shoot him. I've always loved you. No, shoot him. I've always loved you.
Mega, goodbye.
No, so I haven't always known about this. I've known, like, for some reason I lumped this in with the Game Boy ones, which are not great, but they're not terrible either. Like, this is the Game Boy ones are pretty fun,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, when they put those out on virtual console, I bought and played all those. Like,
okay.
Those are good. Like, they're weird, you know, like, they're different. They're like remixes of games I love a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's kind of good. These are not really remixes.
No, these are
just a totally new thing. Yeah.
I've known about this because ever since the DOS games were put onto archive.org, our friend Sam Bear, who is the patron who has dictated this episode to us, has been trying to get us to play this. He entered it into every raffle that we ever did. He says, now that you're actually letting me dictate stuff, I can finally make you do this. Thanks to the Patreon changes, you can no longer escape playing this.
Thank God.
Sam says that he actually beat this as a kid.
You can beat this one because you can't beat the first one, right? I think that's, like, a famous thing about it, where there's a jump you can't make.
Okay.
In it. I know that's true. Maybe I know it's true of the PC port of Ninja Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
The Nintendo,
like,
Ninja Turtles,
the NES one, right? With the damn
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a PC port of that you can't complete.
Okay.
I feel like that's true of this too, where there's a jump you cannot make.
Okay.
But the third one, I think you can beat. Like, I've watched somebody, you know, go through most of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
On YouTube. this is not nearly, like, this has a reputation of being an AVGN nightmare game. I think in a world without Mega Man, if you weren't comparing any part of this to anything else, mm-hmm. I think the graphics are kind of good for a PC game of this vintage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like a pretty decent action platformer for a PC game. Like, I don't hate it.
Right.
That's a huge curve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when like, the, you know, the game, you know, PC, like what Jazz Jackrabbit is, like, what we're comparing it to, which is smoother and better than this.
Mm-hmm.
But there aren't a lot of good, like, action platformer games for the PC.
Right, right. Like, I mean, this is roughly concurrent, I think, with the Commander Keen games that had auto scroll.
Like, yeah. Yeah, the later ones.
Yeah.
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 And it's not so much worse than that. Like, it's not great.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad, but it's not so much worse than that. Like, this could be like what a weird, like, old PC game.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. It's so hard of me to divorce my history with Mega Man from this, and it has so many of the, like, regular traps of platformers from this era that I just can't stand.
Yeah.
Like, hey, remember Mega Man, that game where all of the levels are mazes and there's no clear way to go?
That's a weird PC game thing.
It certainly is.
It sucks. Like, I'm not saying that to excuse it. I'm saying it's shitty.
Yes.
Like, that as a you know, even down, you know, Wolfenstein, Doom, like, mm-hmm. down to any level of just kind of like, what if you didn't know which way to go?
Yeah.
You know, like, that is not, especially for a platformer, where, like, that's not the challenge of a platformer.
Right.
Like, that's not what you're supposed to be doing, is, like, navigating. you know, so that, yeah, that does definitely suck. And mm-hmm. J to jump. I had to press J to jump. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me, big.
I will meet you outside of the saloon, and I will shoot you in the face at the count of 10. J to jump.
Space jumps. Right control shoots. Come on, this is basic.
Yeah. Wow. J to jump.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also no music, which is like things that you know Mega Man for.
Right. Yeah.
Like. In stages, it's just the sound effects, just like terrible DOS sound effects.
You just like down to like basic stuff, like running over a pickup doesn't actually pick it up. I never figured out how to grab anything.
Yeah, because because it's maze, like, so it's maze based, so you have to incentivize, you have to put something in those dead ends, which it does. Like, that is something that's a JRPG nightmare, where there's just dead ends for no reason, so they can give you more random encounters. Like, it doesn't do that. They put things in the end of the mazes, but I couldn't figure them how to pick them up either.
No, like, and there's nothing about this game online. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's very well, and not least which because it's like SEO unoptimized. You know, it's
on
like
purpose,
oh, like,
on purpose, because
yeah.
Again, this is we joked about it in the intro. This is Mega Man 3. The robots are revolting. That subtitle isn't actually part of the title. That is just something that people have put on for clarity. It's just like written as a header on the back of the box. They titled this Mega Man 3 instead of Mega Man 2, even though it's the second Mega Man game for DOS that they put out, because Mega Man 3 was popular around this time.
Yep.
And rightfully so, because Mega Man 3 is amazing.
It's to trick grandmas into like buying, like, oh, you want Mega Man 3? Well, here you go. So, this is Mega Man 3. It doesn't look like Mega Man.
Go home, exactly. Betty.
Yeah. Go to hell, Grandma. Go ahead, Golden Girl. Very, very disappointing in that respect. And I can't really divorce myself from it either. I didn't play that much of it because it's not like it's a good game. I just think that, like, as I've gotten older and been more sympathetic and interested in, like, what was the experience for kid, like, PC kids?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because that's we talk about Sega and Nintendo kids all the time. Mm-hmm. But some kids, like, literally, like, Jazz Jackrabbit and Commander Keen were their jam. Like, that's what they did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm a Jetpack kid.
Exactly. Yeah, this could be somebody's only Mega Man.
Yeah. I just realized I compared this to Jetpack. Jetpack's amazing because you could make your own levels.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. So definitely
it doesn't feel very good.
It
doesn't scroll very smoothly.
No, and like the shooting, like, enemies don't really seem to register hits that much. Weirdly enough, when you get hit, you don't fly backward, which is a problem in Mega Man, but like, Mega Man has iframes and you fly backward. For this, there are very few actual enemies that you're fighting. Like,
well, you do fly backwards. I'm watching a video of it.
Oh, shit. Happens. Yeah, I have no idea. Like,
it might be inconsistent.
Yeah,
but like,
it felt like there was like a weird little feedback problem almost.
Yeah.
There are very few enemies that you actually fight. Most of the ones that you do are actually like very similarly ability to you. Like, they have like a run and shoot kind of thing, as opposed to enemies that like serve different purposes and cover different areas of the screen and like set off the different platforming challenges. And instead of that, they just have oil leaks.
Yeah, lots of environmental hazards and turrets, because it's designed, or like, in a weird way, playing this and then playing Mega Man 3 is a really, like, you can illustrate design principles through that.
Yeah,
because this is designed for as a maze game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hazards make sense for a maze game in a way they don't, but then where it becomes atrocious is when there are Mega Man kind of legacy things. So like the disappearing, reappearing platform things show up, and you just don't have the precision of control to make that work. It's really, really hard when those things pop up, whereas those things, you know, those are a pretty controversial part of Mega Man. Like, I don't know anybody who just like absolutely adores those.
Mm-hmm.
But they work.
Yeah.
And they don't work here.
Yeah. I mean, we're gonna talk about this when we do the Mega Man 2 and 3 episode, but like, holy shit, that precision and the platforming. Like, I've just been playing Mega Man 1 through 6 for fun on the 3DS, like, when I don't have time to like dive into a Phoenix Wright game or something, I'll just pull it open. God, that platform, like, even in Mega Man 1, it just felt so amazing.
Yeah, it's the same. It's the Mario thing where they just they figured out how a character should feel.
Yeah,
and he feels like that. Like, the Mega Man games are. I don't want to turn this into a stealth Mega Man episode,
because
we're going to do a real Mega Man episode. But like, the you know, I love those games. They're some of my favorite Nintendo games. If it wasn't for like edge spawning, I think like that would like, they're already like so good. That's like the one thing I would change that I would get rid of, you know, because like
that's a problem that it shares with like Castlevania.
Yeah, that is an NES problem.
Yeah.
You know, but that's something that's like, oh, you know, Shovel Knight fix this. You know, like the permanence in the world of having enemies stay gone.
Yeah.
Is like one that would make this even more perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So I did like, I ran like 4 of the 6 levels. No, like not to the end because I don't know. I couldn't figure out what to do. I couldn't pick anything up. Come on, man.
Well, check this out real quick before that. Did you notice that the archive.org version of it is like a debug thing where you can press, like, I think it's F4 to win the level instantly?
No, I didn't.
So it was like, I ended up dying on the Wily stuff at the end because I did the same thing, but then eventually it was just like, fuck this. And just F4'd my way to getting all the weapons and stuff.
Nice.
It's a very strange, like, and nobody cares, you know, it's the wrong version, but
yeah. Are the weapons substantially different? Like,
I couldn't figure out how to switch to them.
Okay, cool. Cause that would have been, that's a completely Mega Man thing that I don't actually know how it works here.
As awesome as that archive.org thing is, it's not very well curated or anything.
No,
this is not, you know, this is not like good archiving.
No, it feels like somebody just found a whole bunch of 3.5 discs, or like there was just a GeoCities site that somebody found. I was like, all right, well, licensing be damned, we're past the point. Like, and nothing says that more than, you know, like we have people like Sam who recommended this, and also like a handful of other people who kind of go through that to suggest things for us, and have done so again with the Amiga surge that came up. Like, there's a bunch of weird stuff, like weird little erotic magazines that are done in this an engine that is meant for like first person wizardry style games. You know, things like that, not like a Roji or erotic game kind of things, but like literally, here's just a monthly publication that we're going to do in this video game. And like, I'm happy that still exists, but like the fact that there's no differentiation aside, you know, there's no differentiation between that and the other stuff. It just feels a little bit like haphazard to me.
Yeah.
Given a choice between the two, I'm happy that it's there.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Like, totally, of course. And just like the pictures of like off model Mega Man, off model, like the different enemies, especially in the first version or the first game in the series, are very cute and funny. Mm-hmm. Like that character select screen, I wish that regular Mega Man did that, where he kind of like gives little side eyes over to things.
Yeah.
That's very cute and funny.
Yeah.
I love it.
My favorite in this. So the Mega Man Wiki actually has a page for this that's pretty useful. It has a lot of trivia around it. There's a comparison because I'm like, oh, these Robot Masters look pretty familiar. They're barely redesigned, but Sharkman is special. Mm-hmm. Sharkman, I think, has a there's a lot of tread on those tires because he's supposed to be like Snake Man. That's what they copied him from. But he's all flattened out, and it's very obviously like hand drawn on a mouse. It's great.
Can you do you think you can make an argument that like snakes are like the sharks of the land?
No, I think Jimmy Buffett's beer is the land shark.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take that as a long time card carrying parrot head. I will I'll take care of that.
This Mega Man Wikia page is actually really incredibly earnest for this. Like, the trivia page isn't just, yeah, can you believe this shit? It's like, oh, Mega Man can't fire through walls here. This wouldn't happen again until Mega Man X5. Like, okay, yeah. Cool. I mean,
yeah, good to know.
Good on you.
Yeah. Good to know. I suppose. I kind of wish I had gotten a little bit further in this just to see the things. The actual ending, the boss fight with Dr. Wily in this, is him in like a big pile of ooze just poking his head out like a real cutie, and you just shooting it whenever it pops out. Like, so, how did Mega Man get cuter on DOS?
Is it because the design got less polished and more inept?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
There we go.
Yeah, we solved it.
My work here is done. Yes, Sam said, don't worry about not beating this because the final boss is just a room full of turrets.
Oh, yeah. We won't.
Nope.
I won't worry about not beating it.
We never do. In fact, I think I've only beaten one game for this, unless you count the psychic detective getting an ending there.
Yeah. I count it. There's a little bit of there's some game fact stuff going on.
Oh wow.
A little bit, not a lot. Okay. It's a little bit little hidden and weird. There's a single post that just says you are wrong.
Yeah, I saw that too.
and the content is Mega Man dies, no punctuation. Like, this is definitely like a cursed image thing. Like, this is definitely the beginning of a creepypasta here. You're wrong, Mega Man dies. But the more substantial GameFAQs gold, which is kind of GameFAQs silver, this is a weak crop for gold this this session, is I found it accidentally going to the first game, the first Mega Man game, DOS one, and there is a fact for it that is written by Adamant, who is I guess he could be Adam Ant, the same guy who wrote Goody Two Shoes.
Okay.
This King of the Wild Frontier wrote this fact that is so like depressing and kind of like self-defeating and angry, and it's all these little notes. So like when you can restart, there's so he's got his how to play F10 commit suicide. Oh, okay. You know, that's probably, you know, it probably just says restart or something like that in the actual game. But if you want it to be, you know, commit suicide, that's fine. Where is the let me find the intro stage here. Intro stage. Don't know why there's an intro stage, but anyway, period. Run left, period. A robot dog will attack you. Don't bother. Just continue to the right. Yes, you'll be attacked. Screw that. You make it to the gate before you die anyway. Into the gate to beat the stage. It's just like this, like, it's very easy to read this thing as very self-defeating and like, yeah, fine, fuck it, I guess I made a fact. There's an intro part where he's like, I made a fact, it took me about 30 minutes, I just did it because nobody else had done it.
Like, that's my favorite. I love it when they do that, like, nobody else has done it, this sucks, I hate it, here you go. Like, you can choose what you do with your time.
Yeah.
It's the only choice that you have in this fucking world. Go out, seize the day. I don't mean a Dead Poets Society you, but my captain, my captain. Get the fuck off of GameFAQs. You can't be trusted.
And there's a, like, there's so many little filler words like anyway and whatever in this thing. Like, the whole thing is like that.
Frederick, come on, Frederick. Frederick, yeah, please.
Frederick Jolum.
I love the final thing. So this is such a perfunctory thing. Like, he doesn't do any real formatting. The Dr. Wily fight, it ends with, now you receive an ugly one screen ending I won't spoil, then the game quits. Wasn't that fun?
It's like in UHF when Weird Al, when his girlfriend breaks up with him, he's still hosting Mr. Nutsy's Funhouse. Where, like, that's what this seems like.
Yeah, like, this is Paul Rudd in American Summer.
Yeah, I guess I'll make a fact. Just like typing things really fast and like hitting Control S and stuff.
Didn't want to do the stupid thing anyway. Here, have it.
That's very, yeah. Very, very good job, Adamant.
I was surprised that I did not think to go to the other one.
He loves Gex and hates Breath of Fire 4.
You Gex, son of a bitch.
1.5 stars. Breath of Fire 4, 1.5 a star.
Now Breath of Fire 4 is no Breath of Fire 3, but come on, let's be reasonable.
Or any Breath of Fire Dragon Quarter.
Yeah, true.
You piece of
you piece of living garbage.
Adamant. Like, I guess anyway.
Yeah. So this was like Capcom licensed this out, like High Tech Expressions did it. You'll remember High Tech Expressions from Harley's Humongous Adventure. Mm-hmm. And also I'm noticing from We're Back, A Dinosaur's Story.
Ooh.
Which is not much to my chagrin, it is not the film the film adaptation or extension of the Jim Henson Dinosaurs series. But it's more like The Land Before Time, except the land of current times, by which I mean right here, oh fuck, there's a dinosaur. Oh wow, starring the voice talents of John Goodman, Jay Leno, Walter Cronkite, Julia Child, and Martin Short.
Walter Cronk?
They got cronked? Oh my gosh.
They got cronked, dog. Who is Cronk, dog?
Wait a second. Walter Cronkite voices Captain New Eyes.
Captain New Eyes.
Yeah,
I dislike that for some reason. Seems unsavory. I don't know. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, but It just turns out to be a Z tier kind of Disney thing. I can't figure out. And also, weirdly enough, they were slated to do a Twin Peaks NES game.
Huh.
Find me that ROM.
Yeah,
I won't pay any price, but I will pay what amounts to me a princely sum.
get Cifaldi on the phone.
Yep.
Let's find this lost level.
We're gonna have to stage a heist.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I bet you that there's nothing for that.
Oh yeah,
like that. That's a weird. Like that got someone who's just like, wait a minute, what words did you just say? Oh no, 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 that's not gonna work.
Like, canceled.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They didn't get it out of that. That was on, like, somebody took a picture of a whiteboard, or somebody was just like, you know, doodling, you know, on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that, like, I mean, I like Twin Peaks a lot. It's, yeah, it's not even that. It's just like an NES game would be like, I mean, I'd be interested to see it as well.
Oh yeah.
I just cannot imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's in the news lately?
We're recording this on the day before the election. Not
that's
to date
true.
It. I mean, explicitly to, yeah, date it. Gary, yeah, I went on a haunted riverboat.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Tell me about your haunted river. Let's exchange some haunted house tales.
Oh, let's do it.
For spooky election time.
So, a friend of the show and noted crazy frog foister, Brian Wade, was in town. He was in town to see a musician he likes, and he just realized that Newport, Kentucky, is literally just my city. And so I was like, oh, I'll come out and hang out with you. And he was there with the whole group, and they were talking about, like, places to go, things to do after the show. And we ended up going to get a beer, but something that was floated was a haunted riverboat called the USS Nightmare.
That sounds awesome.
Yep, on the Ohio River. And people in his group, enough people didn't want to spend the money to go be scared. Like, they just weren't into it. So I was like, well, I'm going to go because it's getting late. Today is the very last day. It's like November 5th. I don't know why a haunted house is still open, but I'm going to go and walk through a haunted riverboat. And apparently, like, it is a riverboat that sank, that they raised up, like Captain Mitchell ran it. Like, there's a little bit of a historical thing to it.
Like Josh Groban. And that song is about a riverboat.
Yep. It raised it up. Like both Captain Mitchell and his daughter died on this boat. Like, I was in a group. It kind of ruined it for me, because, like, I was in a group with some people who had run it like 14 or 15 times, and they were from Pink, the paranormal investigators of North Kentucky, who like had actually, you know, done the paranormal investigation for this riverboat before it had been, you know, before they decided, hey, once a year we're going to make this into a haunted house. And it was very good, because for as good as those haunted houses that we did in Portland were, people can hear about that maybe in a week or two on the extrasode for the Pokemon app. Like, those are very much, we're walking around in a flat space, you know, just a very constructed space, as opposed to here is an entire riverboat. This is like a half an hour of straight up stuff, where you're kind of like going through every single corridor, and like occasionally you're just gonna be walking on a catwalk over the river as like the engines are going. With
like a natural space kind of thing.
Yeah. And so, like, oh, now I'm in the galley, now I'm in the medicine bay or the sick bay, you know. It's just a bunch of stuff like that. And there's some stuff, like, there's another one of those confusion tunnels, like the sanity effect thing, and there was a there's a woman with a halberd who was keeping me at bay with it, and like insisting that I not touch the rails. Like, don't hold on to the rails. And I got out. I'm like, oh, is it that because they want me to be dizzier by not grounding myself? Like, no, the rails are just really gross. People get sick. I'm like, okay.
did a detective learn that about you before she said it? Was it
no.
the game situation where it was custom made to?
No, it wasn't that. They're just like,
okay.
Yeah. There was one very effective thing. Like, there were a lot of the same tricks that were done, like, oh, here are hanging body bags and stuff like that, and some of them move. But one of them was, it was like this hallway that was at the end of like this long maze where the shape of the hallway was like non-standard. And at the very end, like, they had taken these plastic bags or something like that, and it was like a 10-foot stretch of hallway that you could only get through by squeezing between them, like you were birthing through this dark womb.
Okay.
Yeah. And like, when you got out, like, there was a ghoul saying, just like being born, isn't it? And I said, from what I remember.
Yeah. Okay.
Little on the nose, but it was
okay,
very scary.
Brule.
Like, yeah. Okay, perv brule.
I said Perv Ghoul, but Perv Ghoul is different. Yeah. I'm a finger vagina, you dummy.
But the very end was like a maze, and there was a person chasing me with a fake chainsaw, and I was just into it enough to be like scared, and he's obviously mm-hmm. running to keep like to get you to run, and like as I was going along like making some turns, all of a sudden there are two more that are like that come out from different directions and rush me to the exit. It was very good.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually the chainsaw thing won't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
Things I have to be in like a pretty special mood because it's such a cliche.
Yeah.
You know, as a thing, but it makes me want to do like a Resident Evil 4 themed
mm-hmm.
haunted house, like specifically.
Yeah. It was the it was the maze part that actually got me. Was like normally that's just a long hallway, but like there were, you know, it really wasn't a maze, but there was enough choices of like which way to go, and they had obviously set up an ambush and had like a you know, like a contingency plan of like whichever way you went.
Man, cool.
Yeah.
Like $20,000 Patreon stretch goal. You and I open up buy a plot of land and mm-hmm. make a Resident Evil 4 opening village themed haunted attraction.
No, God.
Like how much would you pay to like go through that opening village thing as a guided haunted house style experience?
Oh, it'd be amazing.
Yeah. Like a lot of money.
Yeah.
I went on, two things. Like one, that haunted house, I went on a haunted house I thought was going to be good. The company, which is called CNC Scare Factory, which I'm glad the CNC franchise for diversifying.
That's pretty good. I've got to say that is a very great funny name.
And they had done, they do other things. Like they do like the kind of hermit crab, like, oh, I have a warehouse. Like you hire these people, they put on a haunted house there, and then you get some cut of the profits for like hosting. I had Googled it when the Groupon came through, and I was like, oh, these guys did this like big kind of cool mansion thing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to be that. It wasn't. So I ended up accidentally tricking all my friends to drive out to like, you know, a suburb, like a 40-minute drive to go to this pretty shitty haunted house, in this little town. Which was still like, it still had its charms. The funny thing, so like one, there's like an old man taking tickets, not like a spooky old man, just a regular like wander down from the VFW old man. And he'd say, how many in your party? You'd say the amount, and then he'd say, are you sure? And it was like he did it. We watched him do it to 10 groups ahead of us.
Did he say like, are you sure?
Which even if he did that again, that sounds kind of scary, but isn't.
Right.
You know, just like, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, you know, but, you know, he's just like, are you sure? You know, it's much more like a grandpa joke, you know, like, you know, like he's somebody's grandpa or uncle. And then you fart and he says, like, I like what you're saying, but your breath is terrible. Like he said it kind of like that, you know?
Yeah.
And then we went through the thing and it was like really well lit. Very wide hallways.
Oh no.
Which is very strange. Like that doesn't happen. And then the weirdest thing was like big rooms that were actually kind of cool, like full of scary stuff, but you just walked by them and you didn't see them again. So they'd be full of detail, but then there'd be teens that try to chase you through. So you couldn't like stop and look at things. Like there was one room that was like the size of like a sizable dining room that was full of cool, scary shit. There was a guy kind of going back and forth, just like he had this some kind of like a crowbar or something. It was just like banging shit.
Okay.
And it was really like unnerving. Like, and he's just kind of like banging on the bars that were next to us. But he kept harrying us along when there were so many cool details in that room and you couldn't stop and like take a look.
Oh man.
It kind of really sucked. But that town was really charming and quaint, where they had a little Halloween town nearby that was very like, I put up some pictures on Twitter, but it was like, here there's a taxi cab that is probably parked in that square all the time, and they put like two pumpkins next to it, and that was it. Like now back taxi cab with two pumpkins. Lots of things like that. And there's a polar bear that's in the town as well that like they gave it a cowboy hat and a bandolier.
Like it's just, all right, are you describing? You lost me.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, what are we doing?
I mean that was the thing. I didn't understand what it was either. Like,
yeah.
And I had a little bit of feeling like I'm being kind of like a hipster, you know, dipshit city boy, like going and make fun of the small town ways. But like, I looked at this town and I'm like, again, I keep, you know, toying with the idea of like moving to a cheaper town because I could, you know, just live off Patreon money easier.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just thinking like, maybe I'll move to like this area. Okay, it's like it's not Roseburg, it's something like that. But I was like, maybe I'll move here.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is charming. There's a couple like PC repair places that had really awesome like fonts that hadn't been updated.
Yeah.
Forever. And all of this little Main Street had little like creatures they'd put out, like little scarecrows.
Oh, yeah.
They put out in front of them. And this one was a PC Man, and it was like a little golem made out of like old computer shit and floppy disks.
Oh, man.
And it's like, I'm at a PC Man. Like, yeah. I could live in town with PC Man.
I could tend to PC Man. I could,
yeah,
like, I could tape his pieces back onto him when the wind got strong.
Like Halloween would be very fun in this like super shitty small town, you know. But yeah, it was a little bit of a disappointing experience. But the other thing I did that night, because I had that disappointing experience before bed, I'm like, I'm gonna go on YouTube and I've been thinking of this idea of how, and I think I brought this up when we did Fright Town, but like, there's no archiving for haunted houses. Like, mm-hmm. it's possible those experiences just go away. Somebody does this design work, and like, yes, a lot of them are pretty cheap, but it is a designed experience. It's essentially a game, and they're ethereal. Like, they go away. So it's like, are these kind of chronicled anywhere? I didn't find that. What I did find was a bunch of like top 10 scariest haunted house things. I watched a few of them, and none of the ones that make it in those lists are like haunted houses like you and I might like. They're the ones where they tie you up and throw urine in your nose and
shit. Oh shit. Yeah. With the extreme ones where like, you have to like, in order to get in, like you have to like get into a coffin and then they like open up the coffin and they vomit into your face. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 1,000 times worse than that. Like, they had they showed this footage of these two guys who do like a vlog, and like, they're just, yeah, we're going to do it. You know, maybe we won't see it. They're kind of joking. And then they show their like thing, and they're just, my bullshit detector didn't go off. I can't guarantee this was real, but just like weeping and just being like, nobody should ever do this. Nobody should ever do this.
Yeah.
It was just some guy. And just, it's such a weird thing, because the people who get hired for these things are probably just like local sadists who need an outlet. You know, like, hey, do you want to be able to like rub shit in somebody's face with impunity? Like, this is the job for you. Like, do you want to put like, you know, dump a bunch of roaches on someone's face and then shove them into their teeth? Like, they're gonna sign a waiver saying you can do that.
Yeah. And I was about to say, my line is right before you have to sign a waiver to do anything. Specifically for haunted house kind of stuff. Like, yeah, no, I've seen those
frequent for like lots of things that can happen,
right?
You know, I don't want
specifically for haunted house though. I don't know, but there's something about that just says like, there's probably like plenty of haunted houses that are waiverless that I can go for.
Yeah, I just want to see spooky shit. I don't need someone to piss in my eye,
right?
Like, literally. And like, yes, that's scary, but like, not in the way that like I think is that interesting. It's pretty fascinating though. If you get a chance and just want to look, you know, look up some of that shit on YouTube, because it is interesting in a gross way. Like,
is there a term of art for these? Like, what's the SEO on like extreme haunted houses?
Yeah, is there a term? What was the first part of that question?
Like is there a term of art for them? Like, if somebody is looking to get like a recap or a summary of one of these, is it just extreme haunted house?
Yeah, extreme haunted house.
Yeah,
yeah. So, and a lot of them get shut down and stuff like that. Surprising number of them have like a lot of sexual assault imagery in them, because again, it just, you feel like it's this license for just like people to just, you know, be able to do something. Like, they're obviously not committing sex assault, but like, to be able to like engage in these tropes, you know, without with impunity,
right?
That's kind of
to make you think that it's not for me.
No, I have no interest in that.
I was even like kind of put off when the this haunted riverboat incorporated a lot of water and air play. Like, you would just be going along and then like something would light up and you'd go to get close to it and then it would spray you with water.
Oh, sure.
Like, when I walked in, like, there was a ghoul who was working the line. I was like, hey, open that box, sonny. Like, open it up. It's spraying me. Like, fuck, I'm wearing glasses, man.
Why is this riverboat full of hillbilly ghouls?
Because like, it's in fucking Kentucky.
Yeah, okay. It's just like, garbage in, garbage out, I guess.
The actors were very good. I thought the actors did a very good job. But it was, but yeah, you'd just be walking down and then just like all of a sudden something would draw your attention, like a gigantic skeletal demon that was like gnawing on Saturn's child would come down and you'd just be blasted in the face with air, like from like jets that would like knock your glasses around.
Yeah
I don't need that to be piss. Like, I don't need to wonder if that liquid is piss.
Yeah. If it's just urine, you know, and then they're collecting that, like, you're imagining all these, like, these teens, like, hanging around beforehand and just like, okay, line up to the trough, like, Jeb, and and Leroy, and like, let's just collect for tonight. You know, did you guys eat like the 2 pounds of, you know, animal grade asparagus that we carted in from the Piggly Wiggly? Like, these guys are signing a waiver. Let's get our, you know, let's get our money's worth for this. And they're also the most expensive ones. Like the worst one that was on the list of the things I had like a 300 person waiting list.
Oh God!
Like, people like doing this stuff. It's just bonkers to me.
Weird.
And when you look at the people that are, and they just look like, they don't look like kind of weirdo goths or like theater people, which is what I'd expect. They seem, you know, like just like normies. You know, like, you know, just like, oh, this person like works in an office.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's super strange to me. Yeah. I don't really get it.
Weird. Yeah, I don't know. It's
Yeah. Anywho. thank you, Sam.
Yes, thank you
for suggesting this these left turns here for us. I was expecting to have to go into a sports story because I'm getting a little bit of like sports high. I got to go watch the World Derby Championships in Portland One.
Okay,
so I got a little taste of Cubby's fever yesterday, which was fun.
That's
it
good.
Was genuinely thrilling.
Nice.
Yeah. So not like so much hometown pride, but like, you know, to be. I mean, for me. Part of a requisite for me to get into sports is I have to care who wins.
Right.
And it was, you know, I went to a thing where I cared who won, mm-hmm. you know? So, and I was on a date and the person I was with is from New York and we were playing New York and New York was up for like 3/4 of the game.
Okay.
So it was pretty perfect. And then Portland took it from the end, kind of won in the end. So
nice.
Very good. Yeah. And one of the derby names, because they presented medals, mm-hmm. so there's an announcer just kind of saying derby names like in a very like announcing them in a very clear voice with not for humor, and there's a girl a derby player whose name was Clash Bandicootie.
That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
I was way into that.
I'm very happy that she went like the cutesy way as opposed to like Clash Bandicooch. No.
Yeah, or Banda. I mean, I actually could be. I might be misremembering. Or Banda Cunt or something like that. Like,
okay, that crosses it far enough that it's funny again.
Crash Banda Cunt as like a British, you know, YouTube, like the British AVGN. Anywho, thank you, Sam. If you want to dictate a game that you play to us, it is a Patreon goal. If you go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv, we're very close to getting, at the time of recording this, we may have passed it by the time you hear this, very close to our next goal. More goals on the way. We really appreciate this recent outpouring of support.
Yes.
And you can contribute to that just by heading to that website and seeing what we have on offer and seeing what you can get in return.
Yeah. If you want to get extra episodes of this show, there are probably episodes you have not heard. We do an extra episode per month for that Patreon thing. And after a month, they fall to the store. So we've done games like American Gladiators. 50 Cent Blood on the Sand is a recent standout. We really like that episode. And people seem to really dig it too. All of those are at duckfeed.tv/store. And you can check them out. They're $1.50 a piece, or if you wait long enough, they'll be bundled up into a season.
Yes. So your patience will be rewarded. Thank you guys very much for listening to this. Ratings, reviews, all those things are very, very useful. Mm-hmm. You know what you can do. And until next time, watch out for what? Like blood pissed dog?
Yeah, pissed dog. I think pissed dog. I think we've done pissed dog before, but I think nothing's
saying. This dog will never die.